Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 € pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Genug vom täglichen Grind? Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Pat Godwin in studio and Chick is a terrible patient. Right after this.
This magician's on stage and he invites this guy from the audience to give him a sledgehammer. The magician says, I want you to hit me in the temple as hard as you can with a sledgehammer. The guy goes, all right. So the magician lays his head down on this block of wood and this guy hauls back, bam, pops this guy in the temple. 10 years later, the magician wakes up out of a coma in the hospital and goes, ta-da!
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Judging by Pat Carlin's outfit, apparently we're doing Star Wars Day today. May the force be with you, Pat.
Oh, it's just a little bling in the sweater.
Or a little bling?
What lost to that in your closet?
Yeah, what was second place?
That's very
what
funny.
Lost?
That's gorilla suit?
The velvet culottes.
Tetris, okay? Tetris-inspired sweater.
Hey, it's I very have nice, a Twitter group called Sparkle Sisters behind me all the way. So.
That sweater makes a statement, Pat.
Yeah, it says nobody else would buy me.
I could use a sparkle sister.
It shouts out, rack!
Just because it was a few dollars off discount?
95% off! Goodwill turned it down!
You got rejected by
else would
well, no, we don't want that.
Of course, you look very nice, Pat.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm just kidding.
I understand why Scott and Pat are making fun, because they dress reasonably well. As the voice of reason, that's what this has come to. I'm the voice of reason.
Oh, that is scary.
You've looked in a mirror, Tom. You've seen how you dress, Tom.
Nice, comfortable cotton.
Like
khaki
a young
shirt.
Albert Einstein. You know that, right?
I don't want to make a choice this morning. I have 30,000 shirts.
The same shirt, the same pants, the same shoes every single day, and they're all ugly.
He
you know that,
it
right?
Makes, it just makes my life that much
simpler. You know like they're ugly.
This is not a fashion show.
Can't you pick
they're
out
overly
something?
Loose.
Can't you pick out something nice?
I have a question, Pat. Like when you take that, do you take that to a dry cleaner or a welder?
A welder. There you go. You can take it to
is
a
that,
welder.
Is that metal on the front? What
hey,
is
speaking
that?
Speaking of dry cleaner, I've got a nice blanket that I love. It's burgundy and gold. And it's not. It doesn't have a red. It doesn't say Washington on it, but it's
right.
That. Mm-hmm. But it has these little fringes on the end.
Yeah.
And the dry cleaner won't clean it for me. I need a dry cleaner that will clean it for me.
Oh, see, they get kind of picky about this.
Because the fringes would get caught in something, I guess, or something. I don't know.
Can't you hand wash it?
There was a big meeting.
Walk in with a gun.
No, I'm not going to.
Wash it in
Wait a minute. Hang on. I'm going to carry a piece of the dry cleaner.
Walk in with a piece.
I like this.
You
know, if I was you, to scratch my cheek with a barrel. If I was you, I'd clean this blanket.
Here.
I never even got
there
to
was a meeting at the counter.
How about the hand wash mode on your washing machine?
I can't do this. There's fringe on it. I go, what the hell?
Are we starting over? Is that what's
We're starting over. I'm sorry. I've lost my place. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studio. Would you stop yelling?
And a regular doctor. That's all I need to be happy.
And I've got news for you about that. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Pat Carlini is wearing not chain mail today, but it is metal.
I can start over and take
the only
this
bulletproof sweater
off.
I've ever seen. We have once again found ourselves in the Napa
Her
Auto
son
Parts
made
studio.
That in shop class.
That's very funny.
Now I'm
that's
rethinking. There are a couple other things I need to make me happy, but go ahead.
Okay. Our guest host, comedian Pat Godwin, fresh from the seven seas. And we have, actually, we have in the news today, we have a story that I found especially interesting for Chick McGee.
Help me God, if it's the story I sent you and you act like I haven't seen it, I'm coming across the counter.
You two need to stop.
Is it something pleasant and positive for Chick McGee?
No, the one that'll have you coming across the counter is coming up later. And I must say, you've got to see the picture.
No.
Sorry.
What do you got? What do you got for me?
Do you ever notice when you get stuff dry cleaned, Chick?
Oh, yeah.
Because clothing, and I think it's a great, has to have tags on it, which I really like.
So I don't like the meeting at the counter. When you go in, you put your stuff on the counter, and there's
a
meeting.
That's because there's people interaction. You don't like that kind of.
Eight sweaters and four shirts, and just whoa, what's this? This is a blanket with fringe. We can't clean this. We can't possibly clean
it. Well, then why don't you wash it in Woolite and do it by hand?
Do it yourself at home.
I think I've reached a station in my life where I don't need to wash out things by hand.
Really? You're above it all?
I think yes. I'm the one who's above it all. That's right. And don't you all forget it.
We heard it right here.
I love the way they have the thing on it. Professional dry clean only.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, there's a guy out there that does dry cleaning as a hobby. You know, Ted's amateur dry cleaning. Who's this guy?
Don't go to that one. Just go to the professionals.
I'm glad we're talking about dry cleaning finally.
Yeah.
What goes on at dry cleaning? It's not dry at all. You know that,
no,
right?
It's a little wet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's like,
all
it's
I
chemicals.
Know is it's a great process, and I'm so glad someone does it because it's really hard, and it'd be a very tedious job. If you were behind the counter at a dry cleaning place, you would start taking people out after half an hour.
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
difficult. It's a
I
difficult job.
I think I would be employee of the year.
That's right.
What is martinizing?
That's where Dean Martin comes in.
He does the dry cleaning.
How do people get in my room?
I think it's something
on Thursday.
I'm afraid someone's going to actually tell us now that you've asked.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of the dry cleaning process, right? Get your stuff martinized.
He just sails right along for like 2 minutes, and then he like, this is in. I'm surrounded by idiots.
I'm going to start the show.
Thanks for mentioning.
The important thing about a show is asking the questions that are interesting, because I'm sure martinizing is fascinating, but we're not going to do 3 hours on it this morning.
I got five martinizing songs.
What about dry cleaning?
Oh, good.
What about the amateur dry cleaning hunk you were doing?
I think that's conceptually valid. You look at a thing that says professional dry clean only. And
what's next?
Why doesn't it just say dry clean only?
What's next, jumbo shrimp?
Do people dry clean at home? And now don't answer that because I'm going to get a letter from someone.
Probably. Dear Tom, you dumbass, I dry clean at home all the time.
I've heard that voice before.
By the way, I have a...
reminds me of the doctor I saw.
That's my ex-wife.
By the way,
I recognize that doctor.
I'm having flashbacks.
As soon as she walked in the room, I went, this is going to go awful.
I don't professional dry clean. I dry clean at home. And by the way, I've poisoned my well, and my kids are all turning blue.
I'm getting court flashbacks.
This doctor looked at me and said this. Well, steroids, they make everyone feel better for a little while. And I go, okay, well, let's do that then, because I feel like crap right now. I'll go for a little while.
See, I didn't even have to bring up the story, and he brought it up himself. Mm-hmm. The headline is, grumpy patients get worse treatment.
And remember, as I've told you, we have a mutual friend who's Chick's doctor who said he is the least compliant patient
worst patient
he's ever had.
I am so surprised.
Least compliant?
I'll read
okay,
it again.
Can I say something about this situation?
Grumpy patients get worse treatment. Mm-hmm. That's the headline.
We have a story.
Okay, first of all,
it makes sense why you're still sick then.
First of all, I was sick when I saw this new doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, doctors typically deal with people that are sick. That's why they're doctors.
But
that's
what they're Scott for. Is saying about our mutual friend, who's my urologist, I might add.
Which is even worse that you're not compliant with him.
Right. I can't argue that point. Yeah, I make appointments. I break them.
Why are you so combative when you go to the doctor?
I'm not combative with him once I get in there. That's the problem. I think that's what he's talking about.
Oh, okay. Well,
because we have a great time when I see him. I mean,
what could you be doing with your urologist? It's so fun.
I have a cookie.
How do you piss him off?
I have a cookie. We have refreshments.
Really? You chatted up a little bit.
But this thing I saw while I was sick, that's not happening again.
Well, could we? By thing, you mean the physician is what you're saying.
I'm sure that he or she did a fine job.
I divorced her three times. I don't have to go in there and look at that.
Now, Pat, read the actual story, and you'll find out what this is all about. It makes sense because do unto others. People treat you the way you treat them. Go ahead, Pat. Read the story.
All right. What happens to medical care when the patient is a jerk? Well, Dutch researchers asked the question in a new study, and the answer should make crabby patients think twice about their bad behavior.
Chick.
Because disruptive patients may get worse care from physicians. Dr. Sylvia Marmaid, who worked on the study.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Sylvia. Patients who
behave. I bet she's got her arms crossed looking at you while she's talking to you.
Giving you that look.
Well, I'm sure she probably walked in and said, first of all, Mr. McGee, you can put your pants back on. I'm an eye doctor.
That's right. I was masturbating in the waiting room. That's right.
Oh, you do not have to go there.
Well, I'm just used to going to the urologist. He expects that.
He's got to check that.
Patients who behave.
I wish I were your urologist chick because I'd walk in with the biggest magnifying glass you've ever seen.
I don't think he's ever had.
Then I'd shout out on the PA system, nurse, we need the tweezers.
You know, I'm thinking about it. I don't think.
Have you ever rolled and coughed for him?
I don't think. No, I don't think he's ever been around front. He's always done all his business out back.
Really? Right?
Yeah.
Now, do you tan before you go into the urologist?
Now that we're doing this funny stuff about me being a patient, perhaps we should go over my prostate biopsy. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, Jesus.
While I was bleeding out my penis for there you go.
It's just
7 or 8 months. How about that?
Tell us more.
It's just your behavior.
Isn't this funny?
I'm sorry. Could we get back to chick's bad behavior?
Patients who behave disruptively by displaying disrespect or aggressiveness may induce their doctors to make diagnostic mistakes.
In other words, if the doctor thinks you're a giant pain in the butt, they're going to go, okay, whatever, to get this over with. And they may make a mistake in their diagnosis because they want to get rid of you because they can't stand being around you.
An estimated 15% of patients treated in doctor's offices are aggressive, disrespectful, overly demanding, and distrustful. As might be expected, these behaviors provoke emotional reactions in doctors.
But
said.
Wouldn't you agree? There are nice people and there are awful people.
I get the best.
And some of the nice people.
If you treat your doctor with respect, he or she will do the same.
In my opinion, and I was there, in my most recent altercation, I disagree with that statement.
That's
doctor was
you
loaded
want the doctor
for bear
to walk
when
in
she
and go,
walked in the room.
Oh, really?
You want her to walk in and go, oh, hi, Mr. McGee, you're Vicodin. I have a barrel of it out front.
A barrel?
And
where's that?
unfortunately, it was only available in suppository form, but I know you
that's
won't
fine
care.
With me.
That still works.
Perfect.
It's called some sort of butt chugging of some sort.
I'll put it in the catheter. I don't care.
I'll snort the stuff.
So you're saying the doctor's approach with you is a little bit.
I'm sorry, who's talking? I'm not talking to her.
The larger point here is this stuff. Study is demonstrating that if you're a polite and kind and thoughtful person, you'll do better with your doctor.
You don't think I'm kind, polite?
No,
and thoughtful.
Not at all.
Was there an actual altercation with the
no, not
last
at all.
Physician?
Not that she. Not until she hears this, or not until she hears about
There's
this.
Gonna be.
But the fact that you're
I won't
a terrible,
be invited
the
back.
Fact
I'll
that
be
you're
breaking
a terrible
that appointment
patient,
anyway.
I think, is the whole point. As soon as I saw the
I'm
story,
not a terrible patient.
Oh come on! I've been around you long enough to know.
Okay, who's the worst patient? Me, who actually sometimes occasionally makes an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the third or fourth time I schedule it, I'll go. Or you, who has someone on a phone who ethically, I don't know how this happened.
He brings up a great point.
Dr. Quack, hi.
Hey, I need a Z-Pack.
I need a Z-Pack for the 4,000th time, and I realize that.
Yeah, I'm not coming to get it. Just give me a Z-Pack.
Antibiotics are relatively useless
I don't
at this point.
I'm not coming
waste,
into the office.
Waste his or her time. I go for the occasional exam. I recently had a proper physical. I would like to get rid of whatever it is I've had for the last month.
Hi, this is Dr. Sycophant. What do you need, Tom? Yeah, you're incredibly great. That's right.
Well, my point is, Chick, if you treat your doctor badly, which you do, then you're going to... And also, every time I see you, you need a new doctor.
Why is that?
Oh, because...
You've had more doctors than Ralph Harris has had fiancés. There's an inside joke.
I just quieted the room.
I am in the market for a general doctor. That's all. You know, they call it PCPs, John.
What's that?
Primary care physician.
Yes.
I know. I met your old PCP.
She faked her retirement to get away from me.
That just shows you what a terrible person.
That's a true story. I loved her.
I was getting an exam.
I tried to go see her again.
I was getting an exam from this doctor, and she goes, "I used to be Chick's doctor," and I went,
"Not only that,
really?
Here's another."
And so she closed her practice down so she wouldn't have to see him.
She's 32 years old.
Here's another example. Of me being a jerk around doctors, I called a doctor while I was sick, a doctor friend of mine, I thought, and he's one of these doctors, he's very, very successful, very busy, and he's not taking any new patients. Well, I thought in my brain, I'll call him, I'll tell him Chick called, and you know, and I knew his wife, ex-wife, who's also
a doctor. Of course, I'll call you right back.
So his secretary calls me the next day. No, he's still not taking new patients, but thanks for calling.
You shouldn't have given your name.
Well, how would they know who I was if I...
Well, that's why they didn't take
another
you.
Name, and then
give
they
them
might
the other fake
it.
Name, not the on-air fake name.
This doctor's actually helping people, helping the sick, and all of a sudden the secretary pops in. Chick McGee called, doctor. He wonders if he can come in, and I can just see the guys. He's, you know, sewing up some kid's eye going, no, I'm not taking any new patients. I have people that have actual problems.
That's
he needs a psychiatrist.
Wouldn't even take
and I'm not giving him any more Vicodin. I've already been cited by the board.
I should have known.
Maybe we should open up the phones to finding you a new doctor.
Maybe I should have known that this was my fault from Jump Street. Yeah. I should have known.
Of course.
No, you are a terrible patient. Just admit it. You're crabby, you're demanding, you don't do what the doctor asks you.
I thought my urologist, who's our mutual friend, really
he said
liked
you were the least compliant patient he's ever had.
He called me while I was sick to make sure I was okay.
Then he's lying to somebody.
Why are you pointing to Scott?
Because he's my friend.
Is your urologist doing the vasectomy thing for the final four?
I don't know
where
about
you can, because this isn't today the big day.
Yeah. So no, it starts tomorrow, really.
Yeah, you're supposed to get the vasectomy today, and then you can go home
so
and sit on the couch,
all weekend and
bags
watch
of frozen corn on the sacular area.
Are you thinking of getting a little vasectomy, Tom?
I would love to open the phones and get a doctor. I would.
We have better things to do than
very.
His health isn't the most important thing to this show right now.
Are you kidding me? What are you going to do without me? Who are you going to talk to when I'm gone?
There's a folder on my computer that says, finally.
Thank you, Chad Daniels. We appreciate that.
I'm sure
that,
my
Chad.
Doctor would see you. She's sweet and very
nice.
Oh,
I'm sure, yeah.
Is she single?
No, she's a married gal.
Oh, because that would be what we need.
Yeah. Don't see her on a Monday.
Can you see?
Intellectually, do you see a pediatrician still, Pat, or is that? Never
mind.
Wow.
Trying to be funny. No, I'm not having any more kids, if that's what you're up to.
No, that's not what he said.
That's not what he said.
But you're a sweet girl.
No, I'm
just going to go with
this notion.
But you sure like the bone.
Chick McGee married to a physician. Can you imagine that?
Oh, yeah.
Every day comes in with a new script.
He's married to Chick McGee anyway.
I've memorized her signature. I think I can get morphine in the nose spray.
I wouldn't mind some of that.
Wait, hold on a second.
Do they have that?
That sounds delicious.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they do.
You think I could do this job for another 10 years without being severely medicated? You're out of your mind. And now I'm yelling. And I'm not supposed to be yelling.
I know.
See,
save your voice.
This is because you're a bad patient. Doesn't it strike you as being funny that every time you go for any kind of an exam, the doctors insist on giving you a rectal exam, even though you only have a problem with your vision? I think they're trying to send a message.
That didn't happen.
McGee's coming in, nurse. Could you get me the artificial hand?
I'm going to unplug that
thing. Really a jerk.
That's the last thing I do.
Yes, can you get me a selfie stick?
I want to
go in deep this time.
I really want to
give me the Vaseline and a selfie stick. He'll pay.
He is a grumpy patient.
So anyway, the new study says that that grumpy patients.
Well, steroids make everyone feel better for a little while.
Are you the kind
Well,
of...
how about a little while? I'll take that.
I assume that you're one of these patients that spends a lot of time on the internet and you've pre-diagnosed.
I do that.
And you walk in and tell the doctor what's wrong with you.
Are your headphones unplugged? Can you hear yourself? Are you kidding me?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.